3, 2, main engine start, 1, 0, and liftoff of the Delta II rocket with Dawn.
Dawn left Earth more than 7 years ago on a course to explore two alien worlds in the solar system.
This is the first time in more than 57 years of space exploration that we've had a spacecraft targeted to orbit any two extraterrestrial destinations.
The two destinations are Vesta and Ceres in the main asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. Back at the Dawn Mission Control Center, the flight team sends second-by-second instructions to the spacecraft, directing its every move, including what photographs it takes. This is the newest image sent back to Earth from Dawn's approach to Ceres. Scientists believe the dwarf planet is made of rock covered with a mantle of ice. Once the spacecraft enters its orbit in March, it will take images and make a comprehensive map of this alien world. Dawn will examine Ceres' composition to see how its surface has evolved and whether it could have been conducive to life, says Carol Raymond, the mission's deputy principal investigator.
One of the interests in bodies like Ceres and other icy bodies in the outer solar system is that when objects like that impacted the terrestrial planets, they brought a lot of water with them. And so there's a very vigorous debate at the current time as to whether wet asteroids like Ceres, and we know there are other wet asteroids in the outer edge of the main belt, whether they were the dominant source of water in the Earth's ocean.
Earlier in its mission, Dawn made an unexpected discovery on the protoplanet Vesta.
Quite to the surprise of the team, that instead of being bone dry, which we expected, there were patches of the surface of Vesta that showed significant amounts of water bound in the rocks, and possibly even free water that could have flowed on the surface in the past.
Raymond says if Earth's water came from wet worlds like Ceres, then life could have come with them as well. If Dawn finds the environment on Ceres could be conducive to life, the finding may spur further explorations with the right types of instruments to test that hypothesis. As for Dawn, it will gather information on Ceres until the summer of 2016. Then it will continue to orbit the dwarf planet indefinitely. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Los Angeles.